day.
Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. They say arson caused the California fire that's costing that state millions of dollars. Luckily, they had it in the coffers for just such an emergency. Of course, they're upside down. $23 billion is the deficit. And you know the crazy things they're talking about in the Golden State. So we'll start there. And then, of course, the other big story on the day, Michael Jackson was interred on Thursday. I'll tell you the details about that. It's the story that keeps on giving. It is the story of, unfortunately, the summer. And you know, here on America Tonight, we haven't covered a lot of the Michael Jackson stuff, but I will tell you what happened there. But let's dive into California, and it makes you wonder, right? So they're treating the investigation as a homicide at this point, because remember, you had a couple of firefighters that were killed. 38% containment, which is great news for people who are scared to death that their homes are going to go up and their neighbors' homes are going to go up. And it's just been an incredibly massive fire, to say the least, when you're talking about 145 acres in Southern California being charred and destroyed. That's something. So now it's a homicide investigation. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department is looking into the deaths of the two firefighters because of that station fire that killed the two guys that I mentioned. They were in a car. They were in a fire truck that where they were trying to get away, and it rolled over. So sadly, there was no way to save the two of them. You had people that refuse to evacuate. It is so lucky that more people were not killed. You had people in about a dozen houses that woke up at 4 in the morning, and they had like 3 hours to get out of their houses and evacuate. They did, luckily, because they kept trying to tell everyone, get out of there, get out of there. And see, this is the danger. Then you got the fire guys have to crawl through all the various houses and try to help who's ever there, because they didn't heed the warnings to leave. These guys know what they're doing. They're pros at it. Good news is that you've got cooler temperatures now, so that's helping. The state so far, almost $30 million they've spent on these fires. The governor says because of the precarious position, we did hold money back, so that's the good news. But it's not good news at all when it comes to most of the bucks that you're talking about in Cali, because at this point they're fighting what they're going to do with some of the guys in jail because of the overcrowding situation. So let's hope they can completely contain this over the Labor Day long weekend. It'd be tremendous to see this and just sadly leave it at the two firefighters dead and then find out who started this fire. They can tell by the investigation that it was definitely a result of arson, but specifically what, they're not releasing a lot of the details on that, other than to say for sure they're ruling it as a homicide. So they're looking for somebody in connection with this and see, you know, what, who's doing that? Who's setting the fire on purpose? Idiots. Hopefully not these drug cartel guys, but who knows? Maybe it gets traced back to that. And this is the danger of the open borders again, talking about especially the border to, you know, the border to the south, obviously, is the one where you have a third world country for the most part connected to the United States. And you constantly let that porous border operate the way it does. And then the drug cartels take huge advantage. You've got the people who want the stuff, so we'll supply it to you, that back and forth. And now suddenly we're in your own backyard. We're growing it. We're harvesting things. We're working on it. And, oh, well, it's not convenient. Let's set this place on fire. That's what happens. You know, in speaking of Mexico, one of the more gruesome things I think I've heard throughout the week is the deal where you had 17 patients that were killed in a shooting at a drug rehab center. Yeah. It happened, it happened, I guess, late on Thursday. And unfortunately, where it happened, I mean, we've seen this wave of violence, of course, in Mexico. You have people that are taking out all kinds of insurance policies, worried about kidnapping rival gang members and their families just being shot and cut up and, you know, whatever. But now you've got people actually in a rehab center in northern Mexico. And unfortunately, they say that it was probably a rival drug gang that attacked the guys at this place. And it's similar to some of the other things that they've seen before. In the spring, you had 20 patients that were offed. Ugh. And you're talking about Juarez. Juarez, I used to live in El Paso, is over the Zaragoza Bridge. People, Americans, tourists, used to cross there all the time. They've had the most murders per capita in 2008 of any city in the world. And I think how many times I went into that city. Constantly. We would just walk over the bridge on a Friday night. Or if we drove over, same thing. You go through customs, no big deal. Do you know that almost 1,400, more than 1,400 people, have been killed so far this year? 1,400. Last year, the total was 1,600, so there's a great chance they're going to surpass that. And what do? They have they're riddled with corruption with the police, not everyone, but certainly many of them, and some of them are scared to death because otherwise they're threatened of their families being killed. And this is how close we're talking to our border. El Paso, literally a mile, maybe a mile, not even. And there are tons of people. A lot of those gangs, a lot of the drugs pour in through there. Because there are areas to get through. The Border Patrol can only play the cat and mouse game so long. They try to track them down, but they're at a critical point. There certainly aren't enough people to stop them. So you have pretty much on that side of the border, 130 killings for every 100,000 people. Wow. And somebody said this to me in some research I saw. If you want to make a comparison of a homicide rate, you look at New Orleans, which is our deadliest city, where it was in 2008. You're talking about 64 homicides for every 100,000 people there, compared to the 130. So a word to the warning. If you are in El Paso or one of those border areas, even Tijuana, be careful if you cross over and you think you're just going to go buy a sombrero, have a good day, walk around, buy some products in the Mercado, get some of the cheap booze, because a lot of Americans do that. They'll go over and buy some stuff, and you can do that, and you bring it over, bring it through customs. But what used to be a fun afternoon going across the border and practicing your Spanish and taking in some other cultural type things now is deadly. I mean, it's deadly. Let's be honest. Coming up on the flip side, speaking of deadly, what's going on with the swine flu and healthcare? I'll tell you about it next.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Jump back to healthcare here on a second on America Tonight as we swing into, as I said before, another weekend. Hope you're having a good one. Kate Delaney, always thrilled to be at the helm of this ship as we go from coast to coast and everywhere in between. Let's see, hear what Joe Biden has to say about healthcare. He's chumming the waters, as I said before, for Barack Obama's speech next week to both the House and the Senate. Of course, that'll be televised. Let's see if there's more broad strokes or some specifics on exactly what this health care reform is going to look like. Personally, I don't think we're going to have health care reform. I don't think it's going to fly. Dana's listening to us in Texas. Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Kate?
Good, thank you.
I'm calling because I wanted to comment about the war in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
When I called, you were still kind of talking about it. So
sure.
Is it okay if I share some
thoughts? Sure, go back, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you remember the 8 years back in the 80s that Russia, the 8 years starting in sometime in the 80s,
right,
the 8 years
right.
that Russia spent fighting Afghanistan.
Right.
And they couldn't beat them. They kept
right.
fighting back harder with more better weapons and yada, yada. And when Russia left, they went bankrupt because
right.
they had soldiers that hadn't been paid in 2 or 3 months, the whole 10 yards. Have you ever seen the movie Charlie Wilson's War?
Oh, I love that movie. Absolutely. With Tom Hanks. It was great.
Yeah, that is the nutshell of how we helped Afghanistan beat Russia. Now, do you suppose that Russia is now helping Afghanistan beat us?
Oh, can you imagine what a conspiracy that would be if that happened? Let
the
me tell
turnaround
you.
Payback, you know?
Right, right.
They're really coming back strong. So where did they get this extra surge that they're doing in Afghanistan?
Well,
is
here's what I think. I think it's the money. I think they've got a lot of money at their disposal. Because remember, Dana, with the terrorism war, you follow the money. That's what happened in the United States with Osama bin Laden. And so it's the same theory here, because you have all those opium fields and the massive amount of money that they're making. And they're using, I mean, their modus operandi is to take some kid, some person, and try to trick the troops and try to trick the people and do the thing where they explode themselves, or they have the car bombs, or, you know, they set off other things. And still with the IEDs, all of that is still part of what's up their sleeve. I think it's that they use things against the Americans and the people against the Americans, because the other part of the problem in Afghanistan, and the general has said this, several of the people on the ground in Afghanistan have said this, their other key thing is they have to win the war of propaganda with the people there. Because they're illiterate, and of course the Taliban is pumping them full of nasty information about America and what America's trying to do to try to make them feel anti-American sentiments. And so the soldiers are trying hard to really work their way in with the people in Afghanistan.
Yes.
Which is tough.
Yes. Behind the scene, because Russia is now democratic, it's made a financial wonder comeback. So what if at this point in time they jumped in there because our economy's failing us?
Yeah.
It
is an interesting what if, but I don't think so, because for Putin that would be a rough play. I don't think, of all the things that Russia could do to nip the United States, I think they like the United States just where they are, where the United States is right now. I don't think there's a warm and fuzzy feeling. I agree with you. And, you know, that whole thing about paybacks or hell. But in this case, I don't think so. If there was a what if, and it was, that'd be shocking. Because then, thanks, Dana, by the way, you have a great weekend. I think you'd be ripping open Pandora's box. So for Putin and Medvedev, that I don't know that that would make any sense, because it doesn't benefit them. What are they looking to do in Russia? Profit, 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 baby. I mean, they're embracing, like you say, is now democratic. They're embracing the monetary ideas of the West anyway for the elite people and certainly themselves. So it's a different Russia, although I think in Putin's case, you know, there's not a lot of love lost for the United States, but it wouldn't make sense to them. But you're right. I mean, if they were going to do something like that, trust me, it'd be very, very underhanded. If that were revealed, you'd be talking about World War III. Because how would the United States react to Russia if they were fighting on the sly, supplying the Taliban with stuff now? If they were supplying the Taliban with stuff, I mean, are you kidding me? They would completely pull apart the United States and any hope of any futuristic compromises or whatever with all what we're talking about globally and all these G8 summits and whatnot. So doubtful, because it wouldn't be the right play anyway. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If you want to give us a jingle and jump in, you may have some thoughts on this as well. You certainly can do that if you want to throw them in about Afghanistan. That's what I was talking about. Dan is right. Earlier in the show, because I think Afghanistan is certainly the forgotten war. There's no question about that. And part of the reason why is because it hasn't really been sold correctly as a war. And I blame that on the administration. I mean, this is Obama's baby now. This was his push. The president said, this is the right war. This is where we're supposed to be. So if that's the case, then get on with it and have the massive amounts of people you need and make the big surge and the big splash and do not be there for a decade and then have these guys go through what they go through, and women, and have them leave there for naught. I mean, no way. And even the Pentagon chiefs, I mean, that's what they're saying. They're looking for a fast turnaround in Afghanistan. Absolutely. Because you look at the polls, they know it. They're not stupid. They look at the polls as well, and it shows since April that opposition to the war has risen 11 points to 57%. So we're not talking, you know, left-leaning liberal people. And remember, this is what Obama wanted to have done anyway, our Democratic president. But there is a limited amount of time. The clock is ticking for the Americans and the people in Afghanistan to show this success in this war, because the support is just not there. Hey, the defense secretary, I like this guy. I mean, he cuts across all political lines, Robert Gates. And he held a news conference, and he says he doesn't believe that the U.S. should pull out of the country and fight a battle from afar, like George Will's column suggested, that raised a lot of eyebrows with unmanned drones and the small special ops guys, because a lot of other people have suggested that as well. And he says it's not the time to get out of there. I think that you can do a counterterrorism kind of campaign and do it from a distance, but it doesn't really work with reality, doesn't really jive with reality. That to turn this thing around, we're going to need 12 to 18 months. And certainly General McChrystal is very aware of this, that there's limited time to show that the approach is working. When you're the top dog in a situation like that, you do have a limited amount of resources. Excuse me, and time to show the people that this is working, and the investment in human life and the investment in money is worth it. And the fight is absolutely on. The commander says the war is winnable, that we need a new strategy. But you have to have that public support. You might not have all the support from the Americans, but you need as much support as you can possibly bolster. And if you're going to ask for more troops, then you're going to have to prove that you have a strategy that is winnable, and that, of course, is on the shoulders of McChrystal. 800-259-5791, America Tonight.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure. But I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight. Detoxify and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. GetTheTea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at GetTheTea.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct. Your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Coming up in sports shorts, Michael Vick cleared to play in week three. Roger Goodell gave him the high sign. Plus, college football off to a fighting start. I'll explain. America Tonight, thanks for tuning in, everybody. This is Kate Delaney. We zig and zag all over the place. That's how we roll on this show, from politics to water cooler buzz to everything in between, to health care, the big bad burning issue across the country, the one that has infuriated many of us as to the fact where it started off in July that they were going to ram legislation down our throat and not even inform the American people. Oh, yeah, we have health care reform. Did we tell you that? We voted on it. Of course, that wasn't going to happen. So here's the latest. Republican Olympia Snow offered kind of a new twist on this idea of reform. She's still trying to be part of the compromise. She proposed this trigger idea. Let me explain what it is if you haven't heard. This is how that plan would work. It would prevent insurance companies, first of all, from denying health care coverage to people with pre-existing conditions, because, you know, that's one of the big things, obviously, but no public option. So zippo, no public option. You can't deny because of a pre-existing condition. But then I wonder what that premium would cost, right? Here's the trigger part of what she's proposing. The insurance companies would have a certain window of time to make changes to cover more people and to drive down costs. If they failed to do it in a certain amount of time and they didn't do it, a trigger would then provide room for creating the public option. Nancy Pelosi and her gang on the Hill in the House say they don't want anything that doesn't have a public option. So Olympia Snow is offering something, and she talked to Obama about it, that may be what he ultimately somehow finagles into the proposal. That could be what he's going to talk about as a suggestion when he hits the airwaves next week. I mean, you know, the bottom line is people are scared to death, and can you blame anyone? Because it's so vital. I've talked to so many people about this. In fact, I'll share some more conversations with you. I mean, this is what I do during the day. I want to find out what is happening to people in middle America. And I get the administration point of view, the administers, the people who administer healthcare, not the administration, because, you know, I don't agree with that point of view, with those in the healthcare business. But people who have been affected by it. And wait till I tell you about two stories I heard today. First, here's Joe Biden, the VP, trying to sell us on how great the president's speech is going to be next week.
And notwithstanding all the scare tactics, the vast majority of the American people still know that the system that exists is not serving them very well. Those who have it are desperately afraid they're going to lose it. Those who have it and have had to dip into it know that their premiums go up without any rhyme or reason in their mind. Small businesses are getting clobbered as a consequence of it. And so there is a real sense of need. We're going to get something substantial. It's going to be an awful lot of screaming and hollering before we get there. But I believe we're going to get there. And I think the president's going to lay out, I know the president's going to lay out for you very clearly on Wednesday what he thinks those pieces have to be and will be. But that's as much as I should say. And the president will tell you a lot more on Wednesday.
All right, so he was careful not to reveal very much other than to do the rah-rah, pump him up kind of thing. We got two Marks on the line. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York first. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Kate. Can I go back to your last caller, which you mentioned about Russia? Before I do, you had an older caller. He mentioned the dissident Alexander Solzhenitsyn,
mm-hmm.
who wrote about the gulags in Russia. And I bring this up specifically because this is what the last caller should realize. And this is part of it is just my opinion. And I appreciate you always giving me the chance. Like, I have a rant every single night. But she mentioned Russia being involved in Afghanistan. Now, what's going on is, I think, is a classical struggle between capitalism and communism, which was going on since the Bolshevik Revolution. Now, Sayyid Qutb, who was Egyptian, he was a Egyptian who came to America. He hated America. He was an Islamic fanatic. He studied under the Russians. He believed in their sort of Islamic Marxist revolution. So Russia may be helping the Mujahideen now, or the people of Afghanistan. But you have to ask them, where are the arms coming from that they are fighting us with? You know, the biggest arms suppliers, we do it, the United States does it, Russia, China and Russia, of course they will have unregistered, undetectable arms flowing all over the world because these conflicts help make them money. But my larger point is, you know, look at the underpinning of the Russians, and it's a kleptocracy over there. Believe me, it's not a democracy. Putin is just as evil as any KGB agent ever was. They are not our friends, although I did have a friend of mine in the military who said, Mark, this fight between us and Russia is prepared. It's set up to be that way. But what I wanted to bring up was, you know, military veterans, they don't appreciate, it's a little bit of a different topic, but I'm sorry to jump around.
Well, wait. Let's go back to Russia for a second. So you're telling me you believe Russia is causing this war in Afghanistan. They're supplying all the arms. Or you just think it's a possibility.
I don't know. Kate, I think the global conflagration, in addition to Islamic radicals, is being held by the underpinning of the communist regime. And that's it is a war against good and evil. I know it sounds like a pat or a,
No. I agree with that. I do. Right. I do think it's a war between good and evil.
While I can't say, I mean, I don't know what the reaction would be because not only see you. Okay, Afghanistan. They say, you know, with the terrorists, the Al Qaeda is there. Al-Qaeda can go all over the world.
That's right.
The terrorists planned in New Jersey. They planned in Hamburg, Germany. They're already here now.
That's right.
We can blow them out of all of Afghanistan. And there's some good poor people there. I talked to an Afghanistan woman last week. Have you seen the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal? They're setting up bases all over Africa.
Yes. Yeah.
There are places in the world where they can go, and they have to be funded. You said follow the money.
Right.
That's what you have to do, follow the money. And just another quick topic, the same thing. People are revolting around the world against their governments because they're being handed a crock of crap, and you know that.
Right.
And it's just my larger point to bend towards this administration, have you seen now he wants to get these cookies, he wants to track the Americans.
Yes.
This is what the Stalinists and the Nazis did, okay? The ideological underpinning is of people like Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Van Jones, the people that are in administration now, okay? They harped against the Patriot Act, but they did nothing to rescind it. They're doing the same thing, if not worse.
That's true. Absolutely.
The Todists are here, and if I could just make one other point, you see how the wildfires now, they're saying arson in California?
Yes.
I told you the last time, atypical warfare. For God's sake, they could be outside my apartment right now, these people. That's how good they are. So, America, I wish I had answers. I don't have answers except to watch your back and to question everything that you see in the news and the newspapers. Because
I agree.
This fight, we're getting stuck into the middle of it. And my friend,
I agree.
Who's a military veteran, he said they don't appreciate what they're doing to the CIA. The CIA is going to stand down. We will get hit again. But his point was his military vets, they're in the Marines, they can't stand this administration. They don't believe what's going on. So there is an undercurrent of just it's fomenting. It's on and on and on. And I know I went off on different topics.
No, I agree. I agree with what you're saying. I mean, the thing is, Mark, thanks. Have a great weekend. What Mark is saying is not believe things at face value. And I agree with him on this. I say this all the time, having been in New York, having talked to people off the record from the FBI, from the CIA, and even we've had people previously on this show who have talked about it, there is no doubt. Please do not be naive enough to not think he's right. That's why I make the point about Afghanistan. What is the end game? Because ultimately, you definitely have cells in the United States. I guarantee it. We know. We know that there are cells in the United States. You know, what is it that would trigger it? What kind of plans are being thwarted? What kind of plans have possibly almost come to fruition, but then were stopped at the last second? And the point he makes about the CIA was the point that I constantly make. And we've had people on the show talking about that. Jed Babin, who was the undersecretary, if you remember, back in the Bush years. It's incredible that we're chopping up the CIA the way we are, but yet you want them to do their job and keep us safe in the United States. So what kind of interrogations do you have anyway, and who wants to do the interrogations, and who wants to be in that business? You can't do this, but you better get the bad guys. Because if you don't, it's on you. It's your organization. The CIA slipped up. You screwed up. Leon Panetta, I heard, is beside himself, like tearing his hair out. And no joke, that he is so frustrated, almost to the point of not wanting to be in that position as the director of the CIA, knowing he was stepping into the snake pit anyway. Because constantly, he's having to go back to the people that work for him and say, don't worry, I got your back. But does he really have their back? And the answer is, of course, not with this crazy witch hunt from the Attorney General as to let's go back in history and let's figure out who screwed up in the Bush administration. It's their fault and they didn't follow the letter of the law, which, as we know, isn't true if you go through what happened with the legal memos and the way they were written and you go through the Geneva Conventions. So at the time, it was correct what happened. Now it wouldn't be because of the change in policy, but it was back then. Stay with us. We'll take a few more. 800-259-5791.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
In the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get your thoughts here at 800-259-791 or via email, americatonight.net. We got a slew of email pouring in about Afghanistan. I'll get to some of those in just a minute. But first, let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in Oregon. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Good to speak with you again. Kate, about Afghanistan, there's several things I'd like to lay down to you so that you can possibly research it yourself and might get a little more of the underlying reason why we're really there.
Okay, let me stop you there. Everybody's always quoting me with books and different points of view.
Oh, no,
and
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Tell me what you think. What
That's
do
right.
you think?
That's right. What I have learned from people who have spoken out from within the intelligence agency that I've heard interviewed on the airwaves over recent years, basically, one thing to relate to Afghanistan as far as what we're really doing there, some of that could be revealed, actually a good part of it, if you look into Pat Tillman's situation that he had over there, and he was shot from about 10 or 15 feet away, they figure by American troops, the way the
right.
situation transpired. And if you look at what his parents were saying about the reason that he was really killed over there, that he was fragged, basically, intentionally, is because he was getting ready to come back to the United, when he came back to the United States from his tour over there, he was planning on speaking out about the opium and the poppy fields were being very closely guarded, as they still are, by American troops. They're not being burned, but they're being preserved until the crop comes to fruition, because you have people, at least in this country, and some of them are very well known. In fact, one of them was a past president, you know, roughly from after Reagan. He was Reagan's vice president.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a tremendous vested interest. If you were talking about follow the money, you're very correct in this view of it, because this is a tremendous amount of money that comes out of the poppy fields in Afghanistan, and they have at least American ownership in very high places, if not European also and otherwise. But beyond that, Kate, you have Osama bin Laden, it can be well documented, worked for the CIA all the way up to 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Osama bin Laden actually was used by the CIA to form the Mujahideen to go against Russia. And I don't really know, you know, the whole story behind why Russia was in there and such like that, but it does go back that far in light of 9/11. And you have the Taliban, who are basically Al-Qaeda. The Mujahideen morphed into Al-Qaeda, and then Al-Qaeda, part of it at least, is morphed into the Taliban. And mm-hmm. when you see the moves made on the high levels with big money, generally, mm-hmm. especially in a war situation, you have a situation where we're not over there just for the poppies. There are other things that are being accomplished over there, but they all relate and are dictated by the agenda of the New World Order. So it's really a very interesting thing, because it does open up and reveal about Al-Qaeda's relationship to the CIA all the way up to the time of 9/11. And then Al-Qaeda, when you translate it into English, is called the base, and that is the code name that they were given when they were formed up basically by the CIA, as I understand it. So there's a lot to be revealed here, and then of course it backs into a conspiracy which is based in this country relative to 9/11, using Al-Qaeda, which is just basically, they're transported all around the world at times to get into proxy wars for the so-called New World Order. And it's just quite an interesting and revealing situation that you have there, because it goes back to 9/11 again.
All right. So thanks for the call. Mark in Oregon is saying in a roundabout way, he believes in the New World Order, which a lot of people feel that's exactly it, that it's about the money, that some of the movies and things that you see, which there, I can't think of them off the top of my head recently. In fact, I just saw one, and it was one with John Cusack in it. And it was about war, and it was about the arms dealing and all that. And the idea of it's about the money and ultimately tracing the guys who have the power to what really is happening, especially in a situation like Afghanistan or some of the things that we see that are cropping up. And a lot of the whole thing is keeping it, that knowledge away from people, and there aren't a lot of trails that lead to some of these folks, and that's obviously intentional, because it's like anything else, once people think something is so far-fetched, but once ultimately it's revealed, like I could take anything, I don't know, the Pentagon Papers or Watergate, which Watergate was Richard Nixon's ego. He would have been, if you look at where he was, he would have been elected, but was so freaked and paranoid, he went along with the whole Watergate idea. And, of course, ultimately when it was exposed, there were a lot of people who were trying to cover that up and were in disbelief and all that other sort of stuff. And that's on just a domestic, obviously, level, but there are other things like that, too. But it comes with the territory of you have to prove it. You have to prove it, and you have to get it out there, and it has to be more than just somebody's website or somebody that sends you to a website that leads to a dead end, because ultimately you have to have the sources, and it has to be proved out. And if it is, then that's where you see things start to tumble. That's the only way that you can burn that trail. All right, a couple of quick things that I didn't hit on here, because you know how I always like to make sure that you at least, when you leave this hour of America Tonight, feel like, okay, that's what's happening across America. I've got a couple of other, things that I need to throw out so that you feel like you're getting something, some other things, some other hot headlines that are happening around the country. I'll tell you one thing that's hot, and my buddy told me 2 years ago to jump into gold when it was like at 300 or whatever. Gold is almost up to 1,000. I mean, we're talking about a six-month high on Thursday, and the 1,000 for a troy ounce, that's the fifth time in 2 years. So, again, it's investors worried about equities. You know, certainly here on the network, we talk about that all the time. Spot bullion in London had a high of 992.55 a troy ounce. So how about that? And I think ultimately gold probably goes a lot higher than that within the last 6 months. Okay, here's another shocking one for you about a website. Since we were talking about bin Laden there for a second, a website that's been revealed that's often used by Al-Qaeda supporters said Thursday it would soon carry a present to Muslims from Osama bin Laden on the occasion, of course, of the holy month of Ramadan. They didn't give any details, but messages by the Al-Qaeda leader, of course, usually appear within about 48 hours or so of being announced on the internet. The last message in June, bin Laden said President Barack Obama had planted the seeds of revenge and hatred toward the United States in the Muslim world. And that was right before that big speech Obama gave, of course, in Cairo. Bin Laden's message in June and another recording issued by his deputy also were pushing Al-Qaeda to preempt that speech, but it didn't happen. And the latest that we have as far as where is bin Laden, if you believe if he's alive or not, is he's hiding in Pakistan. And remember Leon Panetta, when he jumped on as CIA director, was saying that we're doing everything we can to try to flush him out, and we're trying to work with Pakistani forces and hoping to find bin Laden. There's one I'd like to solve the riddle of. Where do you think bin Laden is, and who do you think is harboring him? I'm going to leave you with this one. I think I've said this a couple times on the show, but I love this quote by Napoleon Bonaparte. He's a short man in stature, but boy, he said some things that have been quoted for a long time beyond his death in 1821. Glory is fleeting, but obscurity is forever.